Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008. Fran Piggott, CEO and marketing guru at New World Marketing. Fran, a very good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Gary.
And thank you so much for making time to chat to us. And topic today, the psychology of Black Friday. And it seems to be there's so much hype this year around Black Friday. And sort of got me thinking, I mean, is this just a clearance sale of sort of 2022 stock? Or, I mean, is this really, this year is so much hype around it. Why is there so much awareness to it?
Well, in my opinion, Gary, it's the same gimmick as all the other anniversary sales, like your Mother's Day and Father's Day, your business birthdays, etc. And typically, I feel that some companies are just getting rid of their stock, such as get three, only pay for two.
Yeah.
But then, do you really need two of the items, let alone the three of the items? Some companies bring in sub-quality stock just for sales. So you've always got to look out for damaged goods.
Wow.
And then, of course, it could be just a loss leader just to bring you into their business just to buy other things.
That's an interesting point.
So that is my view. It's just really just a gimmicky sales season.
That's a really interesting. And I mean, you know what, Fran, what I was thinking about is that to these stores actually make money out of this? I mean, surely it's the costs are – they're paying more. Their staff costs. It's additional trading hours. It's whatever. I mean, what is the rationale behind this? Because now you're buying stuff supposedly cheaper. I mean, is this a wise business decision?
Well, everything revolves around money. So even though the staff are sort of staying later, they'll be getting overtime, so they'll be happy. The credit card companies, I'm telling you, are actually loving these types of sales. But I'd really like to see the stats on just how many people get into unnecessary debt by buying on credit during these sales peaks.
Yeah.
But you know, honestly, if it's you've been looking for something and it's got the value and it's really, really good deal, then I say go for it. But you really, really have to sort of turn it inside out before. You know, if anything is too cheap, you're always going to say, well, what's wrong with it?
100%. I totally agree. I mean, I wonder how many people actually check the items on sale and sort of do their research, find out, you know, if it's something, if they've been shopping for a 65-inch TV that they're aware, they know what they want the flat screen, this, and they see it coming up and then you go and buy it. It's sort of informed. But, oh yeah, I wonder how many people just go, oh, sale, I suddenly that impulse buying, you know?
I think it's definitely most of this is impulse buying. Any of these anniversaries are impulse buying. But at the end of the day, you've still got that return clause, which I think you got your 24 hours, that you can always return.
That was
something.
One of the questions. Yeah. One of the questions I was going to ask you is that still applicable on a sort of Black Friday sale?
I would assume so because the law is the law and I can't see why. You know, it was typical of Tupperware parties. You really are into a hype. If you talk about the psychological side, it's like your peers are buying, so why aren't you buying? So you just join in this whole splurge of buying stuff, and then at the end of the day, you can take it back the next day. So I can't see, and I would want to tell you that if you didn't like something or was faulty or was damaged, and you did take it back and it was a Black Friday sale, I don't think that anybody will, those big shops that are selling those very big items would actually want to go on to the Hello Peter part of things to say that this is what the after sales was like with these companies. So I don't think they would have all that bad publicity.
No, I guess they would. But then what do they do with it? So they've discounted this TV by 50%. Yeah, I wonder what they would do with it. I suppose that's another discussion. There was one.
Well, they could donate it.
Then they
would look good.
Yeah, true. Then they'd look good. But I've got to tell you, this morning, I was online and, I was looking at some of the ads for Black Friday sales and whatever. And I looked at this one particular item and above it said out of stock. How can that be?
Well, that's typical.
I mean, how can it be out of stock a week before?
Yeah? That is so typical. If you look at our friend Debbie on well, you know, on the news channel.
Yes, yes.
And so many, particularly when you're online and you put in all these orders and you've paid all your money, everything is always out of stock. And then you've got to try and get your money back. But I hear what you're saying. I would rather say if you can stick to your sales by being offline rather than online, because as long as you know what you're buying and where you're buying it from, that's going to be critical.
Absolutely. I mean, also, typically, I suppose, thinking back, people would go at midnight and queue and then be let in groups, and you'd run to get that TV because they've only allocated 10, whatever. But now, if you've got people buying online as well, how do they know when and how they're being sold, you know, online to offline? That would be quite interesting, I guess.
It would be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How would they know?
It'd be interesting. Yes.
Because someone's got to be monitoring the online sales and saying, okay, it's sort of sold 4, we've got 3 left, because now I can just see a bit of chaos. And then would the stores honor the additional sales? Because if they've got 10 on the floor and you grab one, meanwhile it's been allocated to an, you know, someone buying it online, I wonder what would happen.
I think they get around that by saying while stocks last or while stocks are available. I think that's how they get around that clause. If it's offering you all of these things, but they don't have them in stock.
Do you think these stores also, when you go into the store, they're also bargaining on you buying other stuff? But I guess you wouldn't, because there's so many people. You run for that sale item. You're not really going to be looking at other things, are you?
You know, I think it depends on where they've positioned that item.
Mm-hmm.
You know, particularly when when you're going to checkout. If you go to a very long queue and you're in that queue and they've positioned other items around there that you can have a look at, how many times don't you just pick up something in the, like a Woolworths queue or one of these queues where you're going, which you actually didn't need to buy, but you're going to pick it up anyway?
It would be interesting.
So
because,
it's all about positioning as well as how they position their sales items around the store.
It's, I'm fascinated. But we started this discussion, you're talking like about with Mother's Day and this and whatever. And yeah, we seem to always, we know the prices go up. We know we've been probably ripped off, you know, on a Mother's Day, we're paying whatever for a rose, whatever. This sale now, Black Friday, where we think, okay, we know they advertise it's normally 20,000. It's now 10,000. If we've done our research and you want it and you go and buy the thing, I suppose maybe it is a good decision, you know.
I would say, look, if you know what you're buying and you know what you want, and you have actually done your research, you've done your due diligence, I think then you're actually going to be okay. But if it's just something where you're actually just walking in because everybody's going to want to buy it,
exactly,
and you think this is going to be a good deal, you can get caught. And lots of people, I'm sure, do get caught.
I'm sure. I'm sure many do.
Was it really a sale item? I don't know.
Yeah, I think this whole world with, or the whole sale word itself is, can be debatable. Anyway, Fran, it's been a great discussion. That was Fran Piggott, the CEO and a marketing guru at New World Marketing. Fran, thanks so much for just that bit of insight into sales, particularly talking about Black Friday.